PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
Okay, there's this really bad dude named Hacker.
The Hacker to you?
Whatever. He wants to take over the cyber world from Motherboard. The three kids are sucked into cyberspace, and they use brain power to help save everybody.
Okay, here's the plan.
So they travel all over and run into all these weird creatures and have all these awesome adventures. It's totally up to them to save cyberspace. Can three cool kids and a wacky bird outsmart the Hacker?
Never!
There's only one way to find out.
Tune in to Cyber Chase.
Cyber Chase, we're moving. We're beating Hacker at his game. Don't tell me that he's trying to hack the motherboard. We'll get him every time.
Cosmic world, freaky places that we've seen.
We got the power of 1, 2, 3, 4.
Running in the Cyber Chase, we meet him face to face. We'll stick together all the time. Adventures in cyberspace, the chase is on. Just wait.
Roll it out, Delete! Let's go, let's go, let's go! You heard the boss! He wants the Grim Reaker clean now!
We just cleaned it this morning!
There, you know the boss. Everything here, neat and tidy. Everywhere else, chaos and confusion. Hit it!
I need a new plan to take over cyberspace. Nothing's coming. Nothing!
Think!
How can I think with all that noise going on outside? Turn that thing off! Ah! You pilfered my peruke!
Delete! Give him back his wig! Hurry!
Which one is it? Whipster? Joplin? Here it is! Eject!
Get this garbage off me! Wait, that's it. Garbage, waste. Yes, my new plan. Waste, as in waste product of cyberspace. Cyberstatic.
Ooh, pretty boss.
Yeah, pretty blue cyberstatic.
More like pretty dangerous. Cyberstatic used to fly all over cyberspace, scrambling messages, zapping cybersites, causing complete chaos.
Wow!
I loved it. But Dr. Marbles created these satellites to clean up cyberstatic, sucking it inside through the satellite dish, through these pipes, then out into the cyberstatic reservoir. The results? Cyberspace became crisp and clean. No cyberstatic cling. Motherboard was happy. And I was miserable. But Motherboard will be smiling much longer. I'm about to activate my most ingenious plan yet. When I reverse the process, the satellite will shoot years and years of cyberstatic back into cyberspace. Once again, causing complete and utter chaos.
Run, Sandman, run!
Ew, it's Johnny Grime!
The number of smelly bellies plus 3 = 5 + 4. Tell me how many smelly bellies I buried, or this place is gonna stink to high heaven!
Oh man, not a number riddle.
Jackie! Hacker alert! No time to waste!
Sorry, Sandman. Saving the environment will have to wait. Motherboard needs me.
Fuel! Check! Brake fluid! Check! Keeps? Check!
Hey, Ditch!
Hi!
What's up?
Buckle up, Earthlies! We gotta move fast!
Motherboard said Hacker is releasing cyberstatic all through cyberspace!
He's made a real mess out here! Gotta shut that stuff down now! Hang on!
Yes! I have unleashed the perfect plan to pollute cyberspace. Satellite 1 is contaminating sensible flats. Satellite 2 is shorting out Solaris Sunosphere.
Oh, you're a genius, boss.
And smart, too.
Satellite 3 is destroying the forest.
What about satellite number 4, boss?
Yeah, you said that has the nastiest cyberstatic of all. Where's that going?
That, to my soft-headed sidekicks, is a surprise.
Hey, it's Digit, no three flats. We gotta do something, boss.
Yeah, we gotta stop them.
Actually, I've been expecting them. It's all part of the plan.
I'm a little confused, boss. You want those pesky kids to stop satellite number 1 from sending out cyberstatic?
And rest assured they will. But it will take them time to accomplish the feat. And time is on my side. When the hand reaches zero, cyberspace will be mine.
Whoa, look at all that gunk.
That is so totally gross.
And it's destroying sensible flats.
I thought pollution on Earth was bad, but this is terrible. What do we have to do to stop it, Ditch?
We gotta push this lever back to suck the cyberstatic back in.
Well, push it. What are you waiting for?
If it was so easy, I would have pushed it already. There's a number lock on the lever. It won't budge till we enter the right code numbers.
Is that what Hacker did to release the cyberstatic?
He had to. It's the only way the lock works.
Where do we get the numbers?
Off these weighty things. I watched the doc do it once. He picked two weights, put one on each side of the scale, and...
And what?
And that's all I remember, except something has to balance. Does that help?
Yeah, it helps. A balance scale shows when two things weigh the same.
I knew that.
We'll show you. Maybe then you'll remember more. You and Matt put one weight on each side of the scale. And don't let me see the numbers. The numbers aren't the same.
How'd she know that?
Because the scale doesn't balance. It tipped down this way, so the weight on this side has to be heavier.
Which means the number on this weight is greater.
You're right. 18 is definitely more than 9. Even I know that.
So when Dr. Marble said the weights had to balance, it was a clue. Now do you remember what happened next?
Yes! I remember! He wrote the numbers that balanced in here!
Two places for the numbers and an equal sign between them.
Equals means that two numbers have to have the same value. And that's just what the balance tells us.
So we need two weights with the same numbers.
Here's a 3. Is there another 3 down there?
Uh-uh, no 3s.
Here's a 5. Anyone got another 5? Looking for a 5!
Got it! It balances! 5 equals 5!
That must be the number code. I'll write it in.
Hold it. I just remembered. We can't use just any old marker to enter the code. The doc used this special one.
Hurry! Sensible flats is almost static flats.
5 on the left equals 5 on the right.
Security access permitted.
We did it!
The satellite is pulling the cyberstatic back in. Sensible flats is safe.
No more pollution!
Yes!
Let's not get too happy here, folks. We still got 3 more satellites to fix.
3 more?
Those Earth brats fixed satellite 1 a little quicker than I expected. Buzz, delete, intercept those grade school gremlins and slow them down.
But, boss, we just started lunch.
No!
Gotcha, boss.
Yeah, right away.
We're out of here.
Gotcha!
Oh, someday, when cyberspace is mine, I just know I'll be able to get better help.
There are three other satellites polluting cyberspace?
Hacker, reverse them all!
Well, if I come face to face with that polluter hacker, I'll...
tell it to buzz and delete! Can stop us.
What about that? Look out!
The brakes! Hit the brakes!
Fuzzy, stop this thing!
Let's try this one. Next time, I'm driving.
Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, yes, I am.
It's my turn. Let go.
You let go.
No way, Buzzy.
This is awesome.
Inez, it's me. We can stop the pollution faster if we fix Satellite 2 and you guys take Satellite 3.
Great idea, Jax. See you at number 4.
Buzzy, let go.
No way, Diddy.
But now, disco modes. Dunceboxes, I'll pretend that didn't happen.
Just stop those kids!
That's easy for him to say.
No!
Oh, man! Look what the stuff's doing to Solaria!
Come on, we know the drill. Find the weights that balance the scale, then plug those numbers in to unlock the security code.
Hacker must have been in a hurry when he was here. He left a 7 on the scale.
Well, that makes it easy then. All we need is another 7 to balance it.
A 5, a 2, a 3,
a 7! Told you it'd be easy.
They balance! Let's put the 7s in the boxes.
Oh no, there's 3 spaces left for numbers, not 1. It can't be just a 7.
So much for easy. Now we have to find 3 weights that equal 7.
Okay. What do we have here? Let's start with a 2 and build up to 7.
Here's a 5. 5 and 2 are 7. So, forget it. We need 3 weights to balance the 7, not 2.
Right. Let's try this 3. Almost. We just need to make this side a little heavier.
How about another 2 weight?
It balances. Let's put it in. 2 plus 2 plus 3 is the same value as 7.
Security access permitted.
Touchdown. Cyberstatic, you are history.
It's working. Sunny days are here again.
It wasn't my fault we stalled out.
Oh, really? Was I driving? No, you were driving.
Yeah, but you were telling me what to do.
So don't listen to me next time. Come on, we gotta stop those kids.
Those poor bunnies. We have to save them, Ditch. We have to.
All right, we will. Yikes! Look at all these places we gotta fill in.
And look at all these weights. If we have to find a balance using all of them, it'll take forever.
Well, we gotta start somewhere. Here's a 6.
Here's another 6.
Bada bing, bada balance. Now we're cooking.
Here's a 2. And another 2.
Hey, what do you know? When you add the same weight to each side, it still balances. I think it's sinking in.
We did it! We balanced the scale using all the weights. Let's put in the numbers and save those bunnies. Uh-oh.
What uh-oh? I don't like uh-ohs.
There are only four places on each side to put numbers. And we have five weights on each side. One too many on each side of the scale.
Don't tell me we have to start over.
Oh, and we're running out of time. Those cute little bunnies can't dodge the cyberstatic forever.
Nessie, get a grip.
You're right, Ditch. Maybe we don't have to start over.
Do you really think better that way?
Which way? Okay, what do we know? We know when we add the same amount to each side of a balanced scale, it still balances.
So maybe if we take away the same amount from each side, it'll stay in balance too.
Of course. The new totals on each side will still match each other. We just have to figure out which weights Hacker didn't use and remove them.
No problemo. The old beakaroo can smell the hacker a mile away. Yuck. Hacker touched this one for sure. This one too. And this one. But not this one. The four weight is clean.
Let's see if you're right. We'll take a four from each side.
See? Easy. Beautiful. We're still balanced.
That leaves us with a six, a two, a five, and a three on each side. Let's hope that's right.
The special marker, m'lady.
The total on the left side equals the total on the right side.
Security access permitted.
Get ready to be saved, buddy!
No more cyberstatic! Wow, we saved the bunnies!
I'm so happy. You gotta teach you.
Yes, my pollution plan is performing perfectly. In a few more ticks, motherboard will be shut down forever. And all of cyberspace will be mine!
Satellite 2 is A-OK. We saved Solaria.
Satellite 3 is back to normal, too. We saved the forest.
And the bunnies. Don't forget the bunnies.
It's on to Satellite 4, the last one. Once we stop that one, we stop Hacker.
Whoa! What happened?
What was that? They've got us!
It's Buzz and Delete.
Yeah, we got them now, Dee Dee.
Yeah, the boss is gonna be real happy.
This is not good. This is not good at all.
Come on, Ditch, do something. We've got to get to that fourth satellite and shut it down.
Relax, guys. This baby's full of surprises.
Who knew they could do that?
Bye-bye, motherboard. Ciao.
Hacker alert. Find, find, find.
Huh? What? Those kids have reached Satellite 4 already? I'll have to stop them myself.
No time. Find.
I'm...
Motherboard. Hacker alert. Oh, no. Find. Find.
She's totally polluted!
Not for another 3 minutes!
Hacker!
The Hacker! To you, the first three satellites were merely decoys to keep you busy while Motherboard received an ultra-high dose of cyberstatic from this one.
You listen to me, Hacker!
No! You listen to me! When the big hand reaches zero, Motherboard will be beyond recovery. And cyberspace will be mine.
I always knew you were mean, Hacker, but this is a new low. Contaminating the air, destroying the environment. Don't you care about anyone but yourself?
In a word, no.
Come on, guys. There's still time to find the number code.
You'll have to remove me first, and nobody removes the Hacker.
Look out!
Whoa! That's him!
Wow! Oh, we caught the boss instead of the kids. Let him go, Dee Dee. Blow him out!
I'm trying!
Motherboard's almost out of time. We've got to stop this cyberstatic.
But we don't have the scale. We can't figure out the code without the scale.
Look, all the numbers are filled in but one. It's a long shot, but I bet we can figure out the missing number without the scale.
We need to find the number that will make the total on this side equal the total on the other.
Time for the squat pack. If we combine the 1 and the 5, the value's still 6, right?
Right. So something plus 2 equals 6.
And hey, remember that takeaway thingy we did, Jackie? We do that here, and you've got the number!
Hey, yeah! If we subtract the same value from each side, it won't change the balance. So let's take away 2 from both sides. If we take 2 away from both sides, we're left with 6 minus 2 equals 4.
So the missing number is 4.
Wait, let me just double check before we write it in. We need to be sure. Here's our code. 4 plus 2 equals 6. And 1 plus 5 equals 6. Yep, both sides are equal.
Hurry! Motherboard only has a few seconds left.
Security access permitted.
This is for you, Motherboard!
We did it! Yeah!
Get me out of here!
Whoa, Dilly! Wait! I don't think this is a good idea! Whatever you do, don't push the button.
This button?
Don't push the button!
You said not to listen to you.
Motherboard! Come in, Motherboard. Are you there? Are you okay?
Fine. I'm okay. Thanks, Cybermix. You saved me and cleaned up cyberspace.
This is easy.
What plus 3 equals 5 plus 4? 6. 6 plus 3 equals 5 plus 4. 9 equals 9.
Go, Sandman!